This is Ozarks at Large with me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. I don't know if this matters or not, Michael, but today's the last day of July.
Of 2020 or what year? Are we still in 20? What year is it?
Well, if we could vote, we'd be out of 2020. But yes, we're still in 2020.
If we could vote. Let's not go there.
No, I didn't even intend for that to sound like it did. All right. Another week of kind of a crazy news cycle. Let's start with and touch briefly on the news that Walmart is eliminating some corporate jobs. What do we know at this point?
Well, we don't know how many jobs exactly. And of course, Walmart's always coy about that. But after talking to several sources, it's going to be hundreds. Now, I think that's probably under 500 mark, but it's going to be several hundred. And of course, a lot of those are similar to what we've seen in recent years as Walmart moves toward, you know, beefing up or becoming more of a not only a retailer with omnichannel, which means you can shop anywhere online, grocery pickup, delivery, that kind of thing. It also becomes even more of a technology company, a data company. It'll be interesting to see how long we can technically call them just a pure play retailer, but that's another story. But this is part of that move within Walmart, based on what we know now, to move toward that. And so we're seeing some of the cuts in some of the the fresh produce supply chain, which was interesting, I thought, because Walmart gives a lot of lip service, I should say, to fresh produce and its meat supply chain, how focused they are on that. Job cuts in real estate, that's not a surprise. They have not been adding the stores in recent years. They've only added 3 or 4 stores in the recent year. You remember when they used to add 50, 180? Right. I mean, it was always, that was the big story of the year. How many stores they're going to build? You know, they're not doing that anymore, so you don't need that larger real estate division. And it's jobs not only there at the Northwest Arkansas corporate office, but in the West Coast, you know, San Bruno and some of their technology offices out there, L Brands, Macy's, Fossil, some other retailers have talked in recent weeks about cutting their corporate workforce or cutting overall staff. Maybe just a little counterintuitive. Walmart has been doing well, relatively well during this COVID pandemic in terms of revenue, in terms of traffic, in terms of online sales. So I guess an educated guess was that this is just part of more the restructuring,
right?
Some of which they launched before COVID hit. When John Furner came in to run Walmart US from Sam's Club, there was some restructuring going on. That some of the restructuring he did created ripples throughout, you know, the rest of the company. So I suspect there's some of that still ongoing. But one thing we've learned from Walmart covering them all the years is that, especially in recent years, I think probably maybe call me 10 years ago, this wasn't so true. But the thing with Walmart now, they are an ever evolving creature. It's there's very little that's static anymore with Walmart.
We also have numbers from some trucking interests. What do the latest numbers from ArcBest and USA Truck for the second quarter tell us?
Yeah, I'll try to quickly bottom line this. And the reason these two companies, I like to look at them, is because ArcBest is typically a less than truckload company. Of course, it's added, as almost any trucking company has in recent years, added a logistics division, whereas USA Truck is more of the long haul carrier. Two different customer type bases, two different demand sets, that type of thing. ArcBest, their net income in the first half of 2020 is down almost 40%. The revenue is also down, revenue of $1.32 billion compared to $1.48 billion last year. However, here's the good side. The numbers are better than what analysts estimated. The consensus estimate among analysts for ArcBest was that they would have zero income, be a 0 cents per share earnings report. Well, they came in with earnings of 61 cents. I've never seen a company blow past estimates that large. So that was a good sign. And it also meant that ArcBest even reported in this second quarter report that the numbers were better than expected, which has allowed them to reverse some of the cost-cutting measures they put in April. if you remember in April, they had implemented a 15% reduction in hours for hourly employees, a 15% reduction for salary employees. They
right.
put in a hiring freeze. They suspended the 401k match. Well, that's going to be reversed going forward. So that's a good sign for the company. And since they're based in Fort Smith, and a lot of those folks, especially salaried folks, are in the area, that's good for the Fort Smith Metro. Van Buren, Base USA Truck, it's tough for them also. They posted an income loss of $3.4 million in the first half of 2020. That's a wide swing from the $1.5 million they'd earned last year. Revenue has held up, interestingly enough. The revenue is $250 million in the quarter. That's down from $267 million the same period of last year. That's not a big decrease. Where they really got hit was in their logistics. And what these trucking companies are seeing, Kyle, is that the market is so disrupted that it's hard for them to set price. This is both APF and USA Truck. The market, whether they're shipping commodities or they're shipping, you know, apparel or whatever it is, the market is so disrupted that it's hard to set rates. It's hard to know when you're going to ship. You know, as a company, if you're selling widgets, before the pandemic, you knew that those widgets would sell out in a certain amount of time.
But now.
And so you can set your, and you can set your orders based on that time. Now, that's all out the door. So these trucking companies are having some hits in terms of, you know, the pricing they're able to get and the number of shipments they're able to push out in a quarter. So it's, there's a lot of jobs that I wouldn't want to do right now, and running a trucking company sure as hell would be one of them.
Well, the Fort Smith Advertising and Promotion Commission hopes somebody somewhere down the line is going to be their new director. They got the job description. Now the work of finding the new director begins.
Yep. Let's hope it's successful. It's and it's a hell of a job. It's pays $85,000, $127,000 a year, a lot of responsibility. Fort Smith, of course, the census will probably change that still. It's the second largest city in the state. So they've put that out. The search should be up to two months. That's just the search. And then the process of going through the hiring, you know, Kyle, we can be surprised and they could have someone hired in a month. It could be 4 or 5 months.
Nothing's certain right now. Hired. Nothing.
Right.
You just don't know which block is going to twist which way to make someone interested in a job.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had hoped, I think we talked about this before, I'd hoped that you know, the city might take a little time to figure out kind of a new direction for the tourism, you know, approach. It's been more than 20 years since there's been a wholesale review of tourism in the area. But it looks like they've updated the job description. I don't know. It looks like they're just kind of moving forward, kind of the same old routine. Although Commissioner Storm Nolan has said, and we've quoted him as saying that, you know, we need to, you know, we kind of need to find someone who can rebrand the community, work with advertising agencies and marketing firms to rebrand. So hopefully his vision of rebranding is much more thorough than what we've done in the past.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. These stories and so many others during this pandemic are covered at talkbusiness.net. Michael, when we talk next, it'll be August.
Yeah, it'll be hot. And us fat boys don't like the hot weather, but I'll talk anyway.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Be well. Talk to you next Friday.